I have never been more confused and completely out of my comfort zone like the time I went and bought my wife's engagement ring. I had absolutely zero idea what to expect, what I was looking at, how much it was supposed to cost, and if I was getting ripped off. There I am. I go into the jewelry store and I'm like, "Hello, yes, I would like to buy a diamond engagement ring, please." "Oh, fantastic. Congratulations. Have a seat. I've got a few questions. What were you thinking in terms of clarity, color, carat? How about setting? What is your budget?" I almost ran out of there. They would have found me in the fetal position underneath a parked car. I had absolutely no idea what he was talking about, what I was getting into. All I wanted was a diamond ring. And so today, gentlemen, I have teamed up with my go-to online diamond retailer, James Allen, to help you understand the diamond buying process, what you're looking for, why you're looking for it, and the different aspects of buying a diamond, not to mention how to save some cash. The goal: to give you enough info that you know what you're doing the next time or first time you shop for some bling. Now, for me personally, I don't understand the allure of diamonds. Sweet watches, yeah, but diamonds, they're just not my thing, and they're probably not yours. But women lose their ever-loving mind over them. Check it out. When's the last time, by a show of hands, you were sitting with your girl watching a movie, a reality TV show, and she exclaims, "OMG, did you see the size of that ring?" Exactly. Let's get started. So now let's go over diamond buying basics. The first item of business is determining the shape of the diamond you're going to be shopping for. You've got emerald, round, princess, heart, radiant, oval, marquise, azure, and pear. When in doubt, always go round. It's always in style, it's always in vogue, and she's always going to love it. Now, let's go over the four C's. C number one is color. Diamond color is based on a scale. Colorless, or the best quality, is D, all the way up to Z. All right, anything from D, E, F, G, H is going to be great. As you slide, once you get past sort of H in color, the diamonds are going to get a little bit yellow to the eye and not as desirable as the clearer options. Bringing us to C number two, which is clarity. When you're looking at a diamond, an inclusion is a little kind of black spot that's out of place. This means that the diamond is not quite as clear. As you get less inclusions, the more expensive the diamond is going to be. And of course, there's a weird scale to base it on. Flawless diamonds have a clarity of IF, or internally flawless. VVS1 stands for very, very slight inclusions. VS1, very slight inclusions. SI1, slight inclusions. And I1, imperfect, eye visible inclusions. C number three is cut. Sometimes you look at a diamond, you're like, "Oh, it's a nice diamond." Other times you look at a diamond and it's like popping you in the face with sparkly amazingness. It's got a better cut. In the center, you have an ideal cut diamond. The light is going to bounce off of that bad boy like something special, right? And then you've got versions of that. You've got shallow, you've got very shallow, you've got deep, you've got very deep. And really, it's going to dictate what that diamond looks like. If the diamond's cut super deep, it's going to look small. If it's cut super wide, like a small, like this as opposed to this, it's actually going to look darker, not pop as much. Ultimately, you've got to decide. Do you want a diamond that's going to punch you in the face with sparkle? Yeah, I would too. Or do you want one that is just big on the surface? All right, because the sparkle is going to be more lustrous from the ideally cut diamond. You're following me so far, right? Well, the last C, fourth and final C, is the big one: carats. The carat is the weight of that diamond. It's also going to correlate to the size. The carat weight is all over the board. Everything from super teeny weeny, like can't even, right? Super little, to big and monstrous, like 20 carats, even bigger. The setting is simply the band and the prongs that that diamond is going to sit in. It's the ring. And also know that when a diamond is placed in that setting, it is going to look about 20% larger. And now you're ready to shop for a diamond. The first thing you need to do is set your budget. And remember, you can always upgrade later. If you're not making a ton of cash now, don't sweat it. buy what you can afford. Shopping online is a great way to be able to buy a better diamond for a lower price. JamesAllen.com is an amazing resource and something I would highly recommend checking out next time you're shopping for a diamond. They have over 70,000 different diamonds to choose from, and the sweetest thing about this is that they've actually photographed each and every diamond. You go on, you set your parameters, you determine the shape, the color, the clarity, the cut, the carat, even your price range that you're looking to spend. It does its diamond magic and spits out the results, and you get to see the specific diamonds that you have to choose from and what you're going to be buying. Even better than that, they've got proprietary software that gives you a 360-degree view of the specific diamond. You can zoom it up, you can zoom it down, you can see what it looks like in real life. It's amazing. They also sell gemstones, wedding bands, but they're selling everything for 30 to 50% cheaper than you're going to find it anywhere else. They have 100% 30-day money-back guarantee. They've got sales associates there to help you that are not commissioned 24/7. So if it's like 3 a.m. and you're shopping in your underwear, you want to talk, they got you covered. The lifetime warranty, and they'll even offer you free resizing. There's a link down below to go check it out. See what's in store for you. If you're not shopping now, you may be soon. And it's just going to be a great resource and a great educational tool and opportunity for you to get a great diamond when you're ready. Gentlemen, congratulations. You found that special someone that fits you like a glove. You asked her to marry you or him, whatever you're into, and she said yes. And now hopefully you know how to shop for what she's really excited about. I think you're not a great guy, but she's in it for the bling.